Hi everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Absolutely nuts last few days. Media again today, national TV. At the time of recording this, it will be on the news in Channel 9 in about 90 minutes time. Just so impressed with the respect of these reputable journalists. I mean, the one today, Emily Rice is her name, she asked me if my daughter had favourite colours, and I said yes, she did, pink and green, and she came with flowers, and I thought, oh, she was just so professional, so sensitive, and I thought it was just beautiful. And we'll see how it's all edited this evening, but I was very, you know, very pleased with their approach. And so today I wanted to talk about the power of yes and the power of connection. And I'm in new territory right now. I mean, I'm in the business of building relationships, and the new territory is the high-level media and the number of people that are coming to me to want to hear my story and share the life of Liv and what that meant. And each person that I'm connecting with, I'm asking for a connection that they are able to provide. And it's a pretty easy ask, to be honest. I'm asking who they can help connect me with in maybe a particular area to share the story, because each journalist so far has been touched not just by Liv's story and me talking about it, but clearly in their life they have been touched by an eating disorder somewhere, and that means they know just the impact that it can have on people's lives and how we need to have more awareness and sharing of information in the space. And each person has been able to connect me with someone else, and that's really cool. So I think the power of saying yes is one thing, because I could be saying no to all of these things, but I'm saying yes to all of them so far. And I've had a magazine reach out to me overnight, and I've said yes to them as well. I've spoken with, like Emily today, she's a senior journalist with Channel 9, and I asked her who she could connect me with in different areas. And, you know, one of the connections is a chief media officer of a politician who I'm meeting up with next week. And okay, so here's my tip. When you are connected with somebody and then you make that connection, please reach back to the person that connected you and thank them. And so what I did, the Channel 9 one today came from this morning, from this media officer. I reached out to her yesterday saying, if there's anyone that you could connect me with, that would be greatly appreciated. And she said, she would connect me with reputable journalists. And so she sent me that text early this morning. It was like about 8 a.m. or something. And I said, yes, I'd love to connect. Thank you. And after I did the interview, I sent her a text message and just thanked her for the connection. I just said she's very beautiful and sensitive in her approach, and appreciated the connection. Now, within about 2 minutes, she called me, and we had like a 15-minute conversation. And she was very sensitive herself. Clearly, over the last 12 months, she's been researching the topic, and she has also been touched by people's stories. And you know, she wanted to check in on how I was doing, because my daughter's only passed a month ago, and she realizes that this can be difficult in talking about the topic, and it keep coming up. And so I really appreciated that. And then I was talking to her because Emily sent me back to her to say that, you know, she's really good in the media, and it actually came from another network. And then in the conversation, I said, look, Emily sent me back to you and said, you know, this is, I won't talk about it all here, but I said, this is what I want to do in terms of making something bigger. Do you know anyone where you can connect me with? Because there's such a much bigger story here. And she said, well, actually, I'm a producer. And she said, I'm just taking a break from it at the moment. But she said, I feel like, you know, I could do this. But she said, you know, leave it with me and I'll think about it. And, you know, Emily, she said, look, I will think about who are the connections that I have got. And she said, just stay in touch with me. And I mean, how cool is that? You've got senior journalists that want to stay in touch, but it's only because, one, you're polite and respectful and very grateful for connections, but also through asking the right questions. And that's how you continue to build relationships. So that would be my advice today. The power of yes, certainly important. If you say no to everything, you're not going to grow from that. It doesn't mean you should say yes to everything, but certainly in this space right now, I'm saying yes. And to be honest, because I have these connections now, when I have people reach out to me that I don't know who they are, if they're not from somewhere where I'm used to, I'm just providing the details to these trusted contacts and saying, essentially, is this person reputable? And if they say, no, look, don't do anything with them because they're going to, you know, rip the story apart, then clearly I won't do that. So, you know, great contacts to have, only happening through the power of yes. Building those relationships, being grateful and thankful, and also, I guess, thinking about how you can help that person. And I guess what I'm doing is helping the person in providing some, you know, a good story and being really grateful and gracious and so forth in the process. And then, you know, if you're going to be a complete a-hole and so forth to the person, then are they going to want to help you to connect you with anyone else? No. So I think it's just a part of, yeah, it's part of my journey. I mean, I just care for people so much. And another example is there's I'll just call her a caseworker that had been working with Liv for over 12 months. And you know, she'd been overseas, and I hadn't had a chance to like speak with her one-on-one because she was overseas when Liv passed. And she rang me today. I spoke to her yesterday by voicemail, and she rang me today and she said, you know, how are you? And I said, look, I appreciate you asking, but before we talk about that, can I ask how are you? Because I was speaking to somebody earlier today and I said, I haven't cried today. Maybe this is where I'm going to cry. And I said to her, look, I want to make sure that you're okay, because I know that in the work that you did with Liv, and now you don't have that appointment anymore, that must be, you know, land really heavily for you. And I just want to make sure that you're okay. And she said, yeah, thank you. And she said, I'm really sad. That every time, because now it's in the media, but she says, every time I see Liv's picture, you know, it's really hard. And she said, I miss her. And, you know, she knew that Liv hated seeing her because, you know, it challenged her a bit. And I said, look, there's something I want you to know, and that is there's a lot of love in my heart for everything that you did for her. And even though she's not here now and she, you know, she didn't enjoy seeing you, you know, what you did for me and her mum to, you know, connect us and, you know, come on this journey with us. I said, you've probably been the most important person in the journey because you've been able to, you know, have so many conversations with us and fill in the gaps and connect us and all the different, and I was just listing them all off, all the different things that you've done for us. And, you know, it's important that you know that we love you. And I know this must be really hard that you still work with people in this space and, you know, Liv is no longer here and whatever that means for you. And you think about what you could have said, what you did say, what you didn't say. And, you know, I think sometimes we forget about people. And certainly this journey with me is, with Liv, has made me more empathetic, probably more loving, and just a strong desire to want to be kinder to people. And I also wanted her to know, because of the media and the way that the media can report things sometimes, that it implies that, you know, you're not happy with the treatment that she had and so forth. And I just said I wanted to make her really clear that that's not the case. And every person that I'm talking to, I'm telling them the same thing, that it's important that they report this sensitively. And yeah, not just for the people that treated Liv, but the people that remain behind, and not just family, but the kids, the friends, the kids that are still suffering. And I said, depending on the way that, you know, the words that are used and so forth, and that could trigger the kids to do something harmful to themselves. And I said, we just have to be really, really careful at how we do it. And anyway, I hope that made a difference for her, because, you know, she's such a beautiful soul. I said this to her. I said, you go into this role because you've got such a big and beautiful heart, and you're so selfless in what you do, and you have to carry a lot of this stuff with you. And, you know, I think it's just important to make sure that we, you know, we become more selfless rather than selfish, and just make sure that we look after the people around us, because life is just too short. And, you know, the last 24 hours, the number of messages that I'm getting from people seeing the articles in the Sun and looking at my email address and sending me emails, and every one of them is all really positive. And then last night, you know, I'm getting messages from girls that are suffering from eating disorders and saying how much they're struggling. And oh, my heart just goes out to people. And some good news stories as well with people that have recovered, and they've just been really touched. And, you know, they're saying strength to you for being able to talk about it, and, you know, spreading the word. And, you know, we're getting some more funding now, an extra $70 million of funding. And it's a path that touches so many people. And yeah, I just feel for people that are, you know, suffering with it. So, you know, we got all emotional there all of a sudden, didn't we? I think the learning for me through this is, oh, here we go again. If we want to do better in this world, we want to be more successful, and we want to have a greater impact, then there's only so much we can do alone. And when we make impactful connections with others, then we can do more. And, you know, I want you to think about what you've said no to lately, and perhaps what the difference would be if you said yes. And can you go out on a limb and do something like I am here? And I've lost my daughter, but I feel that I owe it to her to help others. So I know that that's what she would want. And to, you know, use her loss as an inspiration to others to not fall into the same category. And you know, I'm saying yes to more things and making sure that I keep practicing how I present myself. I keep practicing how to ask questions. I keep practicing how to build the relationships with people. And I don't think it matters. Look, I'm not doing this for money. It's because I want to make a difference in this space. But the principles remain the same no matter what it is that you're trying to do, whether it's something in business, whether it's to have an impact like I'm doing now, or whether it's to have an impact on just you being a better person and get better outcomes for yourself. You know, building those effective relationships is just really so fundamental. And I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it all the time. But, do you know, so I get emotional again. Give me a moment. I need some water and I don't have any, apart from the ones coming out of my eyes. Every time I think about this and talk about this, it gets me going, because there's really one person that has helped me realize all the things that I'm doing right now for my daughter. And you know, what has helped shape me, ironically, to be strong, even though I'm crying right now, and that might sound weak, but in some ways, showing that vulnerability, I think, is a strength. And that's my coach, JT. And for those of you that know him and know me, would know what I'm talking about. And all those principles I just talked about have come from him, and from learning from him and watching his success and him coaching me. And oh, stop crying. Him understanding me. And an example is, oh, geez, stop it, Rob. I should put on pause, but I want to get this done. I did the interview yesterday on the ABC. It's the first ever. Oh, jeez. Hang on a second. I will pause it. Okay, I'm back. First ever TV interview I've done, and the first person I thought about, apart from my daughter, was JT. And I thought about, what could I have done better? How did that come across? And I sent him, before I posted it, I sent it to him and said, can you give me some feedback as to, you know, how did I present? And I was wearing his tie and in Liv's favourite colour. I said, you know, what could I have done better? And the messaging and so forth. And just because of time difference, he messaged me this morning and rang me this morning from a plane because he's flying. And, yeah, we just spoke for like 3 minutes or so. And, you know, he just told me, you know, about, you know, the messaging and stuff, which was, you know, really helpful. And, oh, goodness, I'm just so grateful for him in making me a better person, and just more focused, and you know, being able to be the the best dad that I could be for my daughter, firstly, but not both girls. But also, you know, a better me. Just becoming a better me for me. And it's all for him. That's all due to him. So, what a blubbering end to this podcast. Shall we summarize? The power of yes. Build relationships. Be grateful for the connections that you get. Always ask for the connections. Nurture these relationships. Thank people. Be more empathetic. Be more kind to the people that, you know, are helping you, and just always look to add value to other people. Don't focus on the money. And maybe challenge yourself to stop saying no to some things and imagine what would happen if you'd said yes, and just change it to a yes right now. And if you would like to connect with me, or if you have a network or somewhere where you think raising the awareness about eating disorders around the world can make a difference, then please connect me. So here's something that I probably wouldn't have had the courage to do previously, but because I've been on, you know, two national television stations now, and mentioned in Parliament, and, you know, in some national press as well, I've actually reached out to the Wall Street Journal to write an article and to join me in writing an article about this topic, given what's happening here in Australia. So I sent that off probably just an hour ago. So we'll see what will happen from that. But if you're connected to any, it really doesn't matter where it is in the world, because an eating disorder is not Australian. It's not American. It's not European. It's a global issue. And we just have to do better everywhere. And, you know, I'm happy to be part of the conversation. Stay healthy, everybody. My love to you all. There's just so much love and, support around the globe at the moment. And condolences for my daughter. And I'm so, so touched by every single message that I get. So thank you so much. And sorry about the tears today. I'll see you tomorrow.